AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Two bodies have been recovered from the water after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. During a press briefing, Maryland Secretary of State Police Roland L. Butler Jr. said the two bodies were encased in a vehicle in the wreckage.
It took them a while to secure that vehicle properly, place airbags around the vehicle. Then it was very slow traveling to tow that vehicle to the shoreline. At some point, they realized that the water's depth would not support towing it all the way in. It was at that point the deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore, where they were placed in the custody of the medical examiner's office.
That audio is courtesy of WMAR. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election, has died. He was 82. Here he is speaking to reporters shortly after that election.
Proud of the race we ran, proud of the principles we ran on, grateful for the support we received throughout America.
Talks have restarted to bring a delegation of top Israeli officials to Washington to discuss potential military operations in the Palestinian city of Rafah.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These talks will get us into a place where there is a plan that we hear their side, they hear our side.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit planned for this week, angered that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution.
I thought the U.S. decision from the Security Council was very, very bad.
Venting to visiting U.S. lawmakers.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
But he went on.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe.
Downplaying the impact of a Rafah operation on Palestinian civilians.
You know, people move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. There have been courtroom developments in a human trafficking case. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two men, Harsh Kumar Patel and Stephen Shand, pled not guilty to charges of human smuggling during a brief teleconference with a judge in Duluth, Minnesota. Their case led to headlines. Four members of a family from India who got separated from their group froze to death near the border in Manitoba in 2022. The victims were Jagdish Patel, his wife, 11-year-old daughter, and 3-year-old son. Shand was stopped by the U.S. Border Patrol in Minnesota with two people from India still in his van. Other survivors told officers they'd been walking for more than 11 hours in temperatures well below zero. Authorities say Patel, who went by the nickname Dirty Harry, was connected to a human trafficking group based in northwest India. He allegedly hired Shand to drive the Indian nationals from the border to the Chicago area, where they were expected to work for substandard wages at Indian restaurants while they paid off their smuggling debt. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.